to chapter 5 in the book of Ecclesiastes. Thank you for listening in on What's It All About? Wisdom from Solomon. In this chapter, Solomon talks about approaching God. And what he has in mind there is not just in terms of worship, but more in a sense of a general approach to God in life. And what he's concerned about is approaching God in a way that is entitled here, rashly. What do we mean by that? What would be a rash approach to God? Essentially, that would be for man to come to God and for us, and we do that a lot more than we think we do, for us to, in fact, tell God what we think he ought to be doing. Now, we need to keep in mind in all of this that God is in the midst of all of life. God is there wherever. And so, ultimately, when we come to God in sort of a rash and even accusative way and say, God, you should have done this, or God, why are you not doing that? What we are really doing, or what people who do that are really doing, is they are essentially forming their own God. It's not really the God of the scriptures that they seek to approach. The same concern, in fact, is raised by Solomon with not only approach to God, but conversations that have to do with, for example, taking a rash vow, promising something without thinking about it and promising it in a rash way. The implication is simply this, that in a world where someone seeks to ignore God, he is, in fact, setting up his own God. He cannot avoid that. He's still seeking a God of some sort, and it ends up being the God that he has devised for himself. He may even use the language that we find in a normal sort of, or even scriptural language with respect to the approach of God, but in reality, he is setting up his own God. I'm reminded, it's a very interesting and even kind of comical story, in the prophecy of Isaiah, where he talks about a person who goes into his backyard, essentially, chops down a tree, cuts that tree in half, and then he takes half of that tree, chops up the wood, and cooks his supper for himself. And the other half, he shapes it, and he sets it up, and he says to it, "You are my God, and I'm going to bow down or worship you." What in fact he has done is that tree is obviously just a piece of wood, wood that is used for cooking supper. But what he has done is devised his own God. To approach God rashly is to decide for yourself what you think God ought to be, to make a vow which you cannot fulfill. All of this activity is simply setting up your own version of God and then deciding how you're going to respond to your own version of God. And Solomon's answer to this, which is very interesting, that in this section, Solomon actually did something a little bit different than he does previously, because his whole approach to the book of Ecclesiastes has been to observe life on earth, life under the sun, that is, to keep God out of the picture. But now he does make some comments about God. But what he is observing is we're back again to a person setting up his own God, which is simply life here on earth. And at the end of the day, his conclusion is very simply, fear God. Fear God. You know, fearing God simply means to come before God with nothing on our part. And that's the opposite of coming to God rashly. That is not to come to God with the sense, well, I think God messed up here and I'm going to tell him what I think he needs to do. That's perhaps a bit of an overstatement, but it's easy for us to be tempted to do that, isn't it? And Solomon's conclusion is fear God, trust in what God is doing, and when he tells what he has done for us, we respond then to